The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Get up. Are we there yet? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stepmiller. Usually when I talk and I don't hear it back in my ear, the button doesn't push fast enough and I don't get the return. I know I'm up. I can hear myself now. Mic behind the mic. At any rate, this is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stepmiller. We're with you on this Monday, 15 May, 2017. And if this is a Monday, the day before Tuesday and one after Sunday, it's Ronald McDonald Day. Hello, Ronald McDonald.
Hello, John. How you doing today?
Fair to Midland under partially sunny chemtrailed skies here at 91 degrees in central Ooh. Texas.
Wow, that's nice. Do you like the heat?
this is the middle of May and it's 91 degrees.
Incredible.
Yeah. Incredible. What's the temperature? You're in Northern California, which is what, almost Oregon?
Almost Oregon, yeah. No, halfway in the state.
Yeah.
Halfway in the state.
What's the weather out there like?
It's sunny. It's warm when you get in the sunlight. It's cool when you get in the shade.
Okay, so what's the ambient air temperature, if I might
ask?
Well,
I would say it's probably about 70, 72.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you don't get as much rain as they do up there in Oregon, do you?
We got a lot of rain this year.
Yeah.
We had flooding and everything else in about the small town I live in.
Well, I guess at the some red carpet event, I don't know what it was, the Grammys or the Emmys or whatever it was, they actually had hail in Los Angeles, which wow. They were all freaking out over. And somebody mentioned maybe this is retribution by God. Now, if that was retribution, you would have had softball size hail, and there would have been many dead bodies, at any rate.
Absolutely.
I want to get into, I ask you to get into this federal tax case and showing evidence of the U.S. legal system is a fraud. But also, Mike Adams, the health ranger, we all know who he is. Well, he's going after the Boston Herald for some woman by the name of something Cohen. Wrote an article for the Boston Herald suggesting that these Holocaust deniers, oh, I'm sorry, the vaccination deniers out there, the one way to deal with them should be just to hang them. And he called the FBI. I hope it was post-Comey. Called the FBI to let them know that there's people out there inciting violence to actually go hang people that are autism supporters and vaccination deniers. Wow.
Wow was right.
And to date, just to titillate this a little bit, and then we'll get into a more background here, the government has paid out over $3.5 billion in vaccine injury compensation, absolutely shredding the lies of the fake news media outlets. You know, I mean, the government doesn't pay out $3.5 billion for nothing. And they make it real, real hard for anybody to file a case and get compensation. But you know, we're cooking these little children's brains with thimerosal and all kinds of other adjuvants and crap in these vaccines. And now we're seeing the state raise its ugly little head saying and demanding that you be vaccinated. And it's like, really? No. It's causing autism. No, you should just be hung. That's all.
Yeah.
Not compensated. Just outright hung. As a matter of fact, let's get into that story. And Mike Adams reports the Boston Herald to the FBI for recommending that those who oppose vaccines should be executed by hanging. Mike Adams, the owner of Natural News website, is filing a complaint with the Boston FBI against the Boston Herald for publishing a violence-inciting editorial attributed to the Boston Herald. The editorial claims that vaccines don't cause autism and that it ought to be hanging offense for anyone who opposes this conventional theory, which they characterized as lying. Mike Adams alleges that the Boston Herald staff engaged in criminal intimidation by calling for deadly violence against vaccine critics, including naturopaths, scientists, chiropractors, and even journalists. Mike Adams, the owner of the Natural News website, as I said, is filing that complaint. The editorial was in reaction to the recent outbreak of 51 cases of measles in Minnesota, primarily among the Somali immigrant population. The Somali population in Minnesota has about half the vaccination rate of the general population. This is because they have backed away from inoculating their children due to previous high autism rates, triple the number of the general population discovered in 2008. So half of them have gotten vaccinated, but they've got triple the number of the general population. So the CDC currently reports that autism rate at 1 in 68 children. The mainstream media has failed to inform the public that the autism rate for Somali children living in Minnesota was 1 in 32 in 2010. Wow. With more severe disabilities reported than in other populations. Now, some Somali parents credit their freedom from autism to the fact that they grew up in Somalia without vaccinations. Now, anti-vaccine groups are being blamed for the measles outbreak because Dr. Andrew Wakefield, it's right down here in Austin, folks, and anti-vaccine groups inform the Somali community about the dangers of vaccines and their legal rights regarding vaccine exemptions. Investigative reporter Jeffrey Jackson has traced the authorship of this hit piece back to Rachel Cohen and gives her contact information as well as the Boston Herald's contact information. And there is a link. I'm not going to put it out. But there is a link in that story. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, you can hit that link and do your own due diligence. Here's what Cohen wrote in the Boston Herald. Skepticism about vaccines within Minnesota's Somali community goes back a decade, the Post reported, after parents raised concern about the possible higher rates of autism among their children. Research later indicated, she said, that wasn't the case. You're a liar. But it seems that that was all the truthers needed to hear. When Somali parents sought answers to explain autism, anti-vaccine activists were delighted to fill in the information gaps. The disgraced British doctor who once reported a link between vaccines and autism, which was deemed fraudulent and cost him his medical license, has met with families, the Post reported. Even amid this latest outbreak, anti-vaccine groups have fanned the flames, making it hard for public health officials and doctors to be heard above the noise. That's all we're hearing from the mainstream is vaccinations are good, and it's exactly the reverse. And it tells you what kind of effect this is having because people are educating themselves, and they don't want autistic children that they're going to be hung with for the rest of their lives. The idea, folks, behind having children is to raise healthy children. They strike out on their own, live their own lives. They're not to be your care for the rest of your natural life. Okay? Now, these are the facts, she says. Vaccines don't cause autism. Measles can kill, and lying to vulnerable people about the health and safety of their children ought to be a hanging offense. Well, let's start with you. Contrary to what Cohen wrote, it's important to point out that measles outbreaks in the U.S. are not serious or deadly, according to the CDC. From January 1 to April 22, 2017, 61 people from 10 states, California, Florida, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Utah, and Washington, were reported to have measles. In 2016, 70 people from 16 states were reported to have measles. In 2015, 188 people from 24 states and the District of Columbia were reported to have measles. Going back a year prior to that, in 2014, the United States experienced a record number of measles cases, 666 cases from 27 states, reported to CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. There's an acronym here, folks. NCIRD, they just love their little alphabet stuff. This is the greatest number of cases since measles elimination was documented in the U.S. in 2000. Now, what do you think the connection is here is? Yes, people coming, migrating, and some illegally into the United States have never been vaccinated, and guess what? They're kind of Typhoid Marys. They come in, there's little outbreaks, but then it goes away. We don't have to vaccinate the entire country. Now, measles are temporary, but autism, guess what? Ta-da, is forever. Now, Mike Adams gives the contact information for the FBI, the Boston Police, and the Boston Herald to take action in this article. So, like I said, folks, go up to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Do with it what you will. It's got all the links up there if you want to follow this thing out. Now, there is a... Go ahead.
Both my daughters got measles. I had measles as a kid. It wasn't life-threatening.
Yep. Nope, I remember wearing... I can still see these little glasses that I had to wear so the measles didn't get in my eyes. Mm-hmm. I can still see the damn things. I can remember, and I can, this is just not, you know, post-fantasy. I can remember being in my crib looking at these little bumps. Oh. And, yeah, it is traumatic, and it is, but we did away with them. We did away with them. We don't have massive outbreaks of measles. Now, Mike Adams put this story out. Federal government releases financial settlement figures for vaccine injuries, shattering media's false claim that vaccines never harm anyone. And I have a sneaking suspicion that this is why this Cohen creep came out with what she came out with. He writes that even while the hopelessly dishonest, scientifically illiterate, old-stream media continues lying to the public with a ridiculous narrative that vaccines are safe, read Washington Post, The Atlantic, New York Times, or USA Today for a daily dose of vaccine Holocaust denialism. The federal government has publicly released vaccine injury payout figures that prove vaccines routinely maim and kill children all across America. The government's own document found that this link reveals statistics of over 18,000 petitions filed for compensation by families of children who were seriously injured, maimed, or killed by vaccines in the United States alone. The backup copy of the document has also been posted on Natural News in case the government attempts to memory hole that report. The document reveals that a shocking 633 petitions for serious vaccine injury or death have been filed in fiscal 2017, and that is following 1,120 petitions that were filed last year. Now, the number of petitions filed is a tiny fraction of the total number of children who are seriously harmed by vaccine injuries, as doctors aggressively brainwash parents into believe that seizures, convulsions, autism, and other serious conditions are never caused by vaccines. Furthermore, families of vaccine-injured children must hire an attorney to file a petition with the U.S. government, then wait anywhere from 2 to 10 years for the decision by the kangaroo court. So let me stop and digress here a little bit. So this means that some of these people that are showing up in the statistics from last year and this year could have been waiting a decade to finally get paid by the government that the media is not reporting on. No, there's nothing amiss here. Nothing at all. Move on. There's nothing to see. Thus, in nearly all cases of vaccine injury, Parents are convinced into either believing that vaccines had nothing to do with the injury or that trying to fight the government for compensation is a complete waste of time. And this, by the way, folks, is all by design. As a result, the real number of vaccine-injured children in America is at least 100 times larger. And more reasonably as such, maybe 1,000 times larger when you consider minor brain damage, short-term seizures, and other conditions that are difficult for parents to notice. In other words, there are at least 63,000 vaccine-injured children in America from 2017 alone, making vaccine injuries a leading cause of injury to children. This is all hidden, denied by the pharma-controlled media, of course, which wants you to focus on 48 children with measles in Michigan rather than the 63,000 vaccine-injured children all across America. Ron, yeah, these are the people that are always professing, yes, we're doing all this for the children.
Well, you know what the old saying is, follow the money trail. What's their stake in it?
Wow. According to the CDC's own website, there are limitations in our knowledge. Now, folks, listen carefully here, because this is important. According to the CDC's website, there are limitations in our knowledge of risk associated with vaccines. But they do admit that vaccines have the following problems, and they list them. Limited understanding of biological processes that underlie adverse events. 2, incomplete and inconsistent information from individual reports. 3, poorly constructed research studies, not enough people enrolled for the period of time, in other words. 4, inadequate systems to track vaccine side effects. 5, few experimental studies were published in the medical literature. Now, the above very revealing admissions from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control completely undercut the pathological overconfidence exhibited in the extreme portions of the community pushing for mandatory vaccinations. And as I said, to date, the U.S. government has now paid out $3.6 billion in vaccine injury compensation, absolutely shredding the lies that the fake news media outlets, The Atlantic, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, etc., etc., which continue to stupidly claim that vaccines harm no one. There are studies, and countries around the world are looking at this and going, you know what? We're turning down Germany, the latest, to dump the MMR vaccinations. You know, you've got countries, entire countries, Russia being one of them, that have banned genetically modified crap. They recognize it as being poison. You know, we have seen, you know, just from genetically modified stuff made like wheat, feeding it to rats, that they grow these humongous lesions and tumors that they drag around with them. Study after study after study, legitimate studies that are nailing this stuff down. But here in the United States, Ron, it's threatening somebody's pocketbook. And guess what? You people out there are the guinea pigs. Your babies are the guinea pigs. The food that you eat, you're the guinea pigs. I mean, it's the most incredible thing. And these people that are supporting this are in it for the buck. Now, do I want to go to the extreme of going that maybe this is just maybe the globalist idea of how to reduce the population? Okay, maybe it is. Maybe it's not. But what I am telling you is we have systems of protectionism in this country that people are dying in this country, and nobody's going to say anything about it because they're getting paid too well or threatened maybe more harshly. Yeah, they're getting paid, but you want to jump out of that box? We're here to put you in the penalty box. All right, let's take a break here. Ron McDonald's joining me today on the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, and we will be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Still waiting for Mary Toko's new set on vaccinations. I guess it's a 5 or 6 CD set. Mary, I'm still waiting. I'll do the interview, but I want to review your information. So patiently waiting on that. In the meantime, Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, John. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hi.
There's an MIT scientist, Dr. Stephanie Seneff. And she's written a lot on glyphosate, and one of her more recent articles, she writes for the Weston A. Price Foundation, and one of her more recent articles is glyphosate and collagen. And in it, she references the MMR vaccine, because what it is the they say that the glyphosate is plugging in where the amino acid glycine, which is amino acid, you know, it's one of the ones that your body can't make out of others. It's called an essential amino acid, and it's used a lot. And it's used to make gelatin.
What type of gelatin?
Gelatin like they make, you know, like hooves and where they make gelatin out of. You know, they usually get it from hooves of pigs and cows.
Okay.
Well, in the measles vaccine is grown in gelatin. And what they did in this study, when they accessed the information of the incidence of autism before 2003 and after 2002. And what they found is that there was a lot more side effects, including autism, in the MMR vaccine, from the MMR vaccine after, in the later part of that.
So this is just not attributed to autism due to mercury or their adjuvants in there. It's actually coming from the base they're growing this stuff in?
It could be.
Okay. All right.
But the thing is that they said that the MMR vaccine doesn't have any aluminum and mercury in them, is what they said in this paper.
Hmm.
But the thing is, you know, they feed these cows and pigs corn and soybeans, which are the Roundup Ready, generally. You know, there's so much of it in the food supply. But not only that, but your body also uses glycine in your proteins in your DNA structure. It's a little technical. This paper is a little technical, but it's not too technical.
All right.
You know, but it's very important, and people ought to look that up. And it's called glyphosate in collagen. And your body is made up. 25% of your body is made up of collagen.
Yeah, that's your fingernails, that's your connective tendon and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's your connective tissue.
Yep.
And it's very important, because glutathione, your main detox hormone, or not hormone, it's a peptide, it is also made, one of the amino acids it's made up of is glycine.
Well, you know, Sherry, you ever get the idea that in the laboratory they can cook up our own demise?
Yeah, I definitely think they're trying to kill us, John.
Well, at the very least, not looking out and not really seriously looking at the studies that are saying, hey, red flag here, red flag. They're just in denial, and then they go into threat mode whenever you expose it. You know, isn't it funny, Sherry? You remember several years ago, mad cow, oh boy, mad cow disease. Well, they discovered that if you quit grinding up other animals to feed other animals, mad cow disease stops. Have you heard of any recent outbreaks of mad cow? No. Because somebody...
That's why, you know, they had to pull some kind of dog food, because they were actually using... you know, animals that they killed with the, when they kill them, you know, put them to bed, put them to sleep, they were using those animals in the dog food.
Wow. All right, Sherry, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Let's take the second break here, bottom of the hour. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works.
Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday. But Tuesday's just as fair.
We are back. Steve in California, registered. Are you a registered nurse, by the way?
I am.
Okay.
Intensive care, ICU. Yep.
That requires a type A personality, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I can drop it. You know, you got to do your job, and you can't cave under pressure. You got to be on your feet, and you can't get too emotional, and you can't get too attached. You just got to do your job.
Well, and you're dealing with people's lives. I mean, literally, yep. They're literally in your hands.
Yep. Yeah. I think in my 23-year career, I could probably say five cases that I've had where I got maybe a little bit too involved in family issues with the family. But normally I don't. I put a wall up and I have to just do my job.
I've heard that explained over the years. The doctors can take that to the extreme, and they kind of adopt the attitude that, well, parts is parts, you know.
Yeah.
You know, even though we're dealing with human beings, to us it's just a daily routine. And, you know, when a mechanic works on a car engine, you know, parts is parts. And when we work on the human body and people, yeah, parts is parts.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, when you get a bunch of gangbangers coming in, you know, they get their second and third chance at life again because you've you patch them up, you save their life, and send them back out again. That can kind of, you know, eat away at you after a while to say, geez, am I really doing any good here? I just put another person on the road out there to prey on society, and that does not feel good, knowing that I just saved a gangbanger to prey on society. But
but what you can't do is set up your own star chamber and make your own judgments.
No, you can't. Hey, no, I'm glad you guys are talking about this issue today, because I've been really researching quite a bit. But let's go back to a time when the government, there was a little medication by the name of thalidomide. You kind of remember that one, don't you?
Yeah.
Remember how we were told that was okay, FDA approved, and things are all right. It's for nausea, vomiting, for you know, women who have morning sickness when they're pregnant. And remember how that all turned out.
Well, and
turned out terrible.
It did. And
short-limbed children and brain deficiencies, death, blindness, deafness. The visual of it, the short limb, the one limb was very, very short. The arm usually, and that turned out really bad. And again, I want people to question these things. This mandatory vaccine bill, H.R. 1313,
you clarify that. That's a bill pending in California?
Actually, I think it's nationwide.
Okay.
1313 is nationwide. Am I right, Ron, on that?
Yeah.
All right.
It's national. It's going to be in everybody's workplace, and if you don't comply with the vaccine. But here's the problem is, if people say, well, it's not a big deal, it's just this one vaccine, I'll take that flu vaccine, I'll take that pneumococcal vaccine, not a problem. Well, you've said yes once, so on down the line, you will give confirmation and agreement that when they add more to that list, you will have to comply with that one also, and this one, and this one. So I want people to think about that. They want to take control of your person. And if you give control of your person to the government to decide for you, well, hey, let's look at the thalidomide. And that's just one case right there. But this is going to go very, very bad. And you have to have control of your own life. That's all I got to say on that.
Well, and if I remember this bill, who was the sponsor of this bill? Does anybody remember?
There were actually two of them, male and a female. I wrote them down here. I don't have them in front of me. And one from Wisconsin. And I can't tell you offhand, I've got some notes buried here somewhere, but two people sponsored the bill, one female from Wisconsin, I believe she was a representative. But this is dangerous stuff.
So
it's really, that's you lose rights.
So if the employer, if I'm reading this correctly, if you do not take the recommended vaccinations, you can be fired.
Correct.
You know, I just love honest people and honest systems.
Well, I think we're just going to have to come down to the cross your arms and say no. Collectively, in an office or in a workplace, people are going to have to say no. You've taken too much power.
And do you think this is why we've got politicians right now that bills are pending to bring more foreigners into the country, because they're complaining that, well, you know, a lot of the workforce, because they were jobless for so long, they're now damaged goods because now they're drug addicts and drunks. So we need fresh meat to come into the as if Steve, we don't have 90 million people out of work in this country.
Well, you know, some people have asked me, well, if this is such a harmful thing, then why would they be pushing it through? Because it's going to affect everybody. Everybody has to comply with this law. But let me tell you a little secret here. What I suspect would happen is that when people say, you know, I don't want to be part of that because they know the detriment of these vaccines. You see, you got two vials on the top shelf in the doctor's office. You got one that says vaccine, and you have another one that says normal saline, salt water. So you get the vaccine, and the doctor reaches up and says, oh, I'll get your vaccine for you here. A little salt water, nobody will know the difference. I'll sign off the paperwork, and guess what? You're compliant with this new law. Think about that for a little bit. There's always ways to skirt the law on these things, and that's exactly what will probably happen.
Well, you're in California, and the only thing I remember this a couple of years ago, they didn't want to ban outright genetically modified foods and the labeling thereof.
Right.
They weren't out for a ban. The only thing they wanted was a labeling law,
right.
And that was struck down, that we're eating
right.
Frankenfoods, and now the powers that be don't even want you to know that you're eating Frankenfoods, and the effects that this stuff has on human beings, on laboratory rats, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
By the way,
they haven't done the testing. They haven't even done the testing enough on GMO to even know. They haven't done a 10-year study to see what happens with tweaking vegetation DNA. They have no clue on this. And when it goes terribly wrong, they'll have themselves protected legally for not doing any big payouts. I mean, it'll be as bad as that silly vaccine court that would never take care of your child for the rest of your life.
And the pressures that are on families right now, and I don't want to infer here that, you know, if you have an autistic child that somehow that bans you from the responsibility of taking care of your child. But under normal circumstances, Steve, when a man and a woman get married and they want to have children, you know, I'm not suggesting that there's a statutory limit, then after that you don't have to give a damn. After they're 18, you can throw them out of the house and, hey, you're on your own. But what is happening here is people that are already financially strapped having these children that develop this autism, and that is, I don't want to use the term sentence for life, but a responsibility that these parents are taking on that is going to last for the rest of their lives.
Yep. It is a lifetime commitment, Ron and John. A lifetime commitment to that child. Lifetime commitment.
I'm glad you called in, because you always send me the Baltic Dry Index, which is an indicator of the amount of goods that are being shipped in, usually by large containers. We've all seen them running down the railroad tracks. They all look like the shortened version of tractor trailers, and they're shipped around the country. Well, this is an indicator of the Baltic Dry Index of the goods, the amount of goods that are shipped into the country. How's that BDI doing right now?
I think it was at 996 today, minus 20, pretty much down every day last week. And I've done this little study myself. This is interesting, because this was a true future economic indicator at one time to actually follow. It would tell you what was going on in the United States and the world, basically. And it's been tweaked. It's been tweaked just like the quantitative easing and plunge protection of the Wall Street. This thing has been tweaked also. And they've been fooling people, because Fox grabbed the number and somebody told them about it, and then Fox grabbed it. Then it got on Fox and all the viewers, and they thought, what's this Baltic Dry Index? Well, now we got a future economic indicator. We need to tweak and manipulate a little bit, because people are going to catch on that, wait a minute, this economy is not quite so strong. It is falling. It's not a true indicator. The thing should be down to, well, I saw it go down as low as, I think, 296 about a year ago. And then that's when it hit the fan, and Fox grabbed it, and MSNBC grabbed it, and everybody started talking, what's this thing all about? And that's when they started to say, well, we got to start increasing it now. How are we going to do that? I don't know. I guess you pay somebody off, I guess, because they don't put any money into it. They just simply fudge the numbers on the orders that are given for raw materials. So that thing's been manipulated. It's not even a true indicator, but I do send it to you to show you that, you know, we have a 4.4% unemployment rate, which is a joke. We know it's 22 to 25% at least. But they are tweaking that number. But look for what, like Mike says, look for what you should see, and you don't see out there. The economy looks terrible. Ron, we're in the same neighborhood. We got stores closing everywhere out here.
Well, yes. And the reason I'm asking you this is because now the push is on out there. Sears, which got in bed with the Chinese, and they've got this contract, but the Chinese are trying to wheedle their way out of it. And Sears is saying that, they're going to file a lawsuit against, they're going to trash us in the media, which is going to affect our other suppliers. And I'm looking at this, and they're saying, and here's the narrative, Steve and Ron, here's the narrative throughout the news media. Well, it's really actually online sales that's killing the bricks and mortar industry out there. The retail outlets, that's the main cause. Not the 90 plus million people that are still unemployed in this country. No, that's not it. It's that more people are shopping online, and that's why the malls are closing across the country. This is why you're seeing stores going out of business. Can I yell bold capital S with a hit?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I mean, how many poor retail Christmas years do you need to finally figure out the big picture here that this economy is not doing well? Last year we were told, oh, the economy's going to be great. We're going to have a great retail Christmas year. Boom, what happened? Bust. Probably one of the worst in the last 5 years. The one before that was really bad. We've had three or four in a row bad Christmas retail years. So how many do you have to have until you finally figure out the employment rate is not 4.4%? If it was 4.4%, there'd be more people employed. And people would be buying goods,
yeah,
and services.
And Steve, I'll concede that I don't want to what percentage. Maybe it's 5. Let's be magnanimous here. Let's say that the retail industry has lost 10% of their market because we got a bunch of computer dweebs out there that would rather text and twit and tweet and do all this stuff and shop online. Okay, I get that. But here's the thing. You're not going to have this situation where retailers are shuttering thousands and thousands of stores because everybody's shopping online.
Right.
I mean, it's just total balderdash. As a matter, on Fox Business Report this morning, and I forget the guy's name. He's the only black dude that they have on there. Big guy. He's pretty smart. This morning, I catch this guy saying, and they can't say too much otherwise they find themselves in the unemployment line real fast. But he says, isn't it funny that every time that we have something that deals with Wall Street and the criminals are out there and they get caught, nobody is ever charged and nobody goes to jail. He said that can be said of Wall Street. They are untouchable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's an excellent observation. You're right. Five would say 10% are geeks ordering all their stuff on a computer. That doesn't explain 3,000-plus stores closing in the United States in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
That just doesn't go hand in hand with that.
Because, you know, I mean, in this country, and I've even seen the stories out there, well, the reason people don't want to go to malls is because of all the gang activity or something. Look, folks, we're still a tactile, you know, I want to see what I'm buying. I want to feel it. I want to ask questions about it. If it's a bigger ticket item, you're just going to buy this blindly online and get delivery, and what if you get screwed? It's tougher to deal with people, and they much rather deal with stores and people and salespeople. You got a problem, you go back to the guy that sold you the thing and go, hey, you know what? I don't want this. Come and pick the damn thing up. It ain't as advertised, and I'm not. I want my money back.
I totally agree. I'm a tactile kind of guy, too. I like to pick it up, look at the quality, construction of it.
Yep.
You know, is it durable? Is it going to last me? You can't tell that when you buy something online. And you do have to go through the reviews quite a bit to see, find some,
if there's a review on the product, and a lot of times there's not.
Right.
So you don't even get a sense of what satisfied people versus unsatisfied people on a product or a service or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's all balderdash.
It's a gamble.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Steve, I think you're correct on the Baltic Index. If we see that flounder, you're going to see the economy drop, because those countries that need the raw material to produce their products for exportation will falter, and that'll start the collapse.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something I did. It was kind of interesting. It's for fun. I did it for like 2 weeks straight. I drew out basically a graph. And I put on the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, and the Dow. And I noticed I started recording the numbers every 15 minutes, then every half an hour for a while. But I noticed I saw a pattern. It was very interesting. Now, on the East Coast time, because they're, 3 hours ahead of us from California time, I noticed right around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, I saw the plunge protection and quantitative easing starting to trickle in, the big money going in to the high-end traders. I saw that happening. You could watch the numbers. They started to increase fast, boom, boom, boom. And then they stopped at a certain point, kind of like inflating the balloon. It let all the air they could in, and then they started to let it kind of slowly escape. And by the time it slowly escaped, that money that they put in through quantitative easing and plunge protection, by the time the 2 hours was up and the market closed, if they're lucky, crossing their fingers, the market would stay just above up a little bit, or
a couple of points.
Yeah.
And the market never does that. The market never closes at dead even or just a couple of points up. It just doesn't do it. Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. And like I said, I did it for 2 weeks, and it's like clockwork. There it goes. My wife even looked at it. I said, look at this. Watch this. And she goes, my God, what happened here? I said, this is when quantitative easing is happening right now. The money is going in to the high-end traders right now. Right here, look at it. And then suddenly it starts to, you know, it does good. It goes up, and then suddenly, guess what? It starts to drop off a little bit. They stop, and hopefully they'll remain in positive territory before the market closes. This is amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, Steve, I appreciate it. And thank you, by the way. And a lot of people don't know. You know, I've had you sub for my show, but you send me a lot of good information that generally finds its way on the webpage to republicbroadcasting.org. So I appreciate you doing that and paying attention.
You're welcome. Pleasure, sub, anytime.
All righty, sir. Yep. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Abdul in Minnesota. Hello, Abdul.
Good evening, John and Ronald.
Hi.
I'll just make a real quick point about what you guys were just talking about. If anybody can recall George Bush talking about everybody should go out to buy something after 9/11. That should have been the first indicator that our economy is in crisis. I want to touch upon the Minneapolis, Minnesota measles outbreak and epidemic. I've been in the healthcare industry when I was in high school and whatnot, and yes, they wanted you to take all sorts of vaccines, hepatitis A, B, C, D, F, G, all the way down to Z. As a laundry person, I never understood why. The pharmaceutical industry, these people in healthcare, they worship death. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in the rights of living human beings. They don't care about us like that. And Americans, everybody worldwide should understand that. Just look at the news headline from about 5-6 years ago about Bayer having AIDS in one of their medicines.
Right.
And no one got in trouble with that? A little fine? No one went to jail? That is criminal.
Yeah.
Somebody should be in jail for that.
Well, and we had recordings of the one guy from Merck talking about vaccinations and how they let me remember exactly what. Oh, that's right, AIDS. They were sitting there laughing about this. That you know, these people think that it just this offshoot and is somehow human beings got infected from monkeys, and they were laughing.
Green monkeys,
and they were laughing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
that's the indicator, like. Just think about it. If people were healthy and had clean water, clean food, they would be out of a job. They wouldn't have these $300,000 cushy jobs where they can go in, do one surgery, and be set for the rest of the year. People need to understand that. And I don't mean to get religious on people, but people must understand that God made us human beings perfectly, okay? Every disease here in the world, and every disease that man creates, the remedy, the cure, you can find in nature, period.
Yeah.
Think about all the naturopaths and homeopath doctors have been murdered for their research, curing cancers, diabetes, HIV. People need to really sit down and think about what's going on.
Yeah, they really do. Abdul, I appreciate your call. Thank you for your contribution.
Thanks, John.
All right. Gosh, when I say what a sick world we live in, you know, and he's right. The human body has the capacity to heal itself, but we keep loading it up with toxins. We don't even know how a lot of these chemicals that we ingest, when they get in there and start screwing around with foods and whatever, we don't know how the human body reacts to that. Not totally. We can see the negative stuff that's going on, but man, they're just going to keep protecting their machine that keeps us forever sick so they can keep treating the symptoms, not the cure, which would be the elimination of a lot of stuff that we're ingesting right now that we already know ain't good for you. You know, how many more rats and monkeys and dogs do you have to see dragging around tumors the size of footballs? You know, how much more of this crap do we have to see? And every time that people start raising questions about it, and that we get these BS answers from them that are not scientifically based, I mean, folks, take a look at global warming, for God's sakes. The new religion that we all had to bow down to, and all they wanted to do is tax us by buying carbon credits. You know, I was listening to Mike Rivera earlier, going, you know what, carbon dioxide, that's not a bad thing on the earth. Carbon dioxide is a good thing. What does carbon dioxide do? Well, the green stuff, you know, the chlorophyll-based plants, trees, grass. Hey, look what happens there. Trees grow faster, more carbon dioxide. They take that out of the atmosphere, and what happens? Where do you think oxygen's coming from, folks? You think that's a perennial thing, that once it's in the atmosphere, it stays there forever? No, it does not. It takes the carbon dioxide in and makes oxygen, and that's what it spits back out. And most of this stuff, you know, we're not too concerned about Fukushima and the effects that it has on our oceans, you know, the poisoning of it. Guess where most of the oxygen on this planet is made? From the oceans themselves. And we're covered by what, 75% of that watery wet stuff? I mean, it is as if we are unscientific little children, and we have to be talked down to, and we have to be told we're full of crap for understanding the rudimentary building blocks of this planet, for God's sakes. How much longer must the circus continue, Ron McDonald?
Well, I don't know. You know, when you glimpse at nature, you'll see that most animals don't have diseases. Yet you have the human being, and every other person you know has a disease of some sort.
You know, when he was talking about thalidomide, and that's been a while, and that's out of most people's memories. But I can remember seeing the babies with enlarged heads, more fluid around the brain that should be there, limbless little children. And the little monsters out there that are in flat denial, and now they're getting screechy about it. Now they're threatening those. We've discovered the threats and where they're emanating from, and now we're being threatened because we're talking about it. You know what? You know, what are these creatures? They don't even qualify as human to me anymore. They really don't. It sends shivers down my spine. It really does.
Yeah.
You know, folks, we only got one go-around. We're on this spinning little planet, and people are still trying to figure out the reasons why. You know, where did we come from? This, that, and the other. You know, what does it matter? Life is, we are alive. I think, therefore I am. I can see life, or I know that I am alive. You know, am I ever going to answer that mystery question? Well, some people have attempted to. But can't we enjoy and keep it as pure as possible? Evidently, we can't do that. And when we find a mistake and we point it out, all of a sudden we're tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists. Well, I'm glad to be part of that bunch. All right, second hour coming up. I want to get into End the Fed, which is primarily, folks, we want an economy, we want our lives back, we want to get out of the straitjacket of total control and indentured slavery. Yeah, let's end the Fed, and let's see how things quickly turn around. George, I've got your call here. I'll take you in next hour.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.